Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
mounted as the floating palace neared her European port. Having crossed from New York to Bishop's Rock off the English coast in 3 days, 10 hours, and 40 minutes, the liner United States established a new Atlantic speed record, July 6, 1952. Cheering crowds at Southampton hailed the American ship that had clipped 10 hours from the transatlantic mark set by Britain's own Queen Mary. Then westbound, the United States knifing through the Atlantic for her second record crossing. It was noted by the builders of the ship that in the event of necessity for emergency conversion to military service, the United States could transport 14,000 men, or virtually a full division, 10,000 miles without putting into port for food, fresh water, or fuel. But for the crew and officials and passengers aboard the liner, the greatest moment was now at hand. The United States was reaching Ambrose Lightship outside New York with the Blue Riband of the Atlantic, having made the return trip in a record 3 days, 12 hours, 12 minutes. Saluting the ship whose maiden voyage shattered Atlantic speed marks going over and coming back. At the turn of the century and beyond, Great Britain and Germany dominated leadership in fast Atlantic crossings. Now, for the first time in almost 100 years, the speed crown was claimed by the Stars and Stripes. New York, home port for many of the greatest ships on the oceans, really put on a show. A big broom symbolized the sweep of the Blue Ribbon Speed Trophy by the $70 million United States, America's first lady of the high seas.
Good afternoon and welcome to America's Disabled Veterans in Action. I'm Dr. George Anderson and this is ADVIA.media. Today is the 16th of November, 2015. It is the last few days of 2015. And as we are talking today, we're here with news and information for vets, by vets, and we're going to be sharing some of the things that we've been talking about on our Facebook page. We want to thank everybody for, number one, following us and liking us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We couldn't be where we are today without you. Currently, on Facebook, we're looking at what are the momentary stats? Just a second. We're currently being followed by 29,000 and 297, so almost 29,300 people. We want to thank everybody for keeping us in the news and media, mentioning us, for sharing our stories and different things like that. We try to bring you news and information as we can gather it and make it convenient, especially that news that's relevant to our veteran community. We have been also advocating for active duty because they're unable to advocate or unionize to be able to have a competitive wage with the civilians. And upon discussions weekend with advocates that are just here to help the wounded, we are here to try to do what we can in order to ensure that our men and women who pay such a dear price to serve in the uniform of the United States, that we are able to maintain our forces and defenses so that we can get our news and information out and advocate for our community. We try to see what we can do to make sure that we're going to advocate for the men and women in uniform. We have to, because we have to take a look at the hourly rate to pay. We have we have to do what we can in order to make sure that we're able to find our so that we're able to find the news and information that is relevant to our community. What is actually happening? We have people that are men and women who are serving in the uniform of the United States that are living in poverty. Now, unless you're an O-10 bringing home $30,000 a month, then you have nothing to complain about. But the men and women who make up the core of our uniform are not seeing salaries. As I have said on the show many, many times before, that our men and women who are E-1s are barely making the pay of a salary, the pay salary of a congressman would make in one day. They get for 1 month. In fact, it's $20 less. So we have to begin to look at this, and we need to be talking to the men and women who are serving us in Congress, who are supposed to be there as representatives of the people, to talk to them about the payment scale that our men and women in service are being offered. They're not being offered very much respect. They're not being offered the opportunity to have a family life and to make a difference. We must try to do what we can in order that we can do make a difference for those men and women who are in need. When we do these things, we can make a big difference in we are speaking up for, because these men and women who are in uniform, they cannot speak up for themselves. Their families cannot speak up for themselves. So it's up to men and women like you and I, the ADVIA community, to do the investigations. Now, I want to move on to another subject that is dealing with, that I'm kind of dealing with today on the radar of veterans and the subjects of what we're dealing with, trying to survive in 37 states around the country. I had an interesting discussion with the House Republican side with Ryan today in the Office of Veterans Affairs, and I put out there, what is the plan for veterans? Since there is no COLA this year, what are the plans for veterans that are being absorbed by 50 to 70% housing ratio? There is no HUD dash for this, but these are the people who are on the border of homelessness or not able to eat because their rent to debt to rent debt to income ratio is too high, 50 to 70% in a lot of cities, and this also is the same situation on a veteran's income that precludes a lot of veterans from being able to rent a house because they don't have the additional income to overcompensate for the lack of income that's required for the housing in the first place. So what am I talking about? Let me talk to you about if you have a rent of $1,645, let's say. And if you have, no, well, how about we go on and we say $1,650, all right? That's a reasonable amount for rent these days. Okay, so you have $1,650, and you have to have first, last for your deposit, okay? So that's two times. That's $3,300. A person surviving at 100% service-connected disability gets $2,907. So right there, you see a little bit of a problem in finding affordable, decent housing for veterans. So we are talking to the Congress and trying to bring up these discussions, especially since homelessness seems to be in the fore of the congressional discussion in the Senate. That being the case, we're also looking at today the Paris attacks. We've been posting the latest information that seems that they have identified the killer from Paris, and we posted that article on our Facebook. We have a we have to see what we have to do, and we will have to see what's what to do what we can. Now we have this. Now we have to do a little bit more to make sure that our men and women are able to do what has to occur. Hold on. We're fighting with the fact of the matter that we have a Congress that seems intent to allow a Pentagon to tell them that the men and women can continue to live at rates of pay that are really substandard and subject them to rates of poverty, where our troops are relying on food stamps and soup kitchens for relief between payday. That's a disgrace, folks. It's called an honor debt. When you go into service to serve in this military to help to defend this nation, we have to be able to offer more than lip service for thank you for your service, because it just does not compute to the ways of making money for our men and women who serve. They shouldn't have to live in poverty in order to serve. This is not a luxury that a lot of people want to have. You know, in serving, we have to do a lot better by our men and women so that we can do whatever it is that we can make happen. If we don't do that, we're going to have a little bit of a problem, and we're going to make sure that we can eliminate the problem by having a discussion about the issues that we're facing as veterans, as active duty. You know, we've got congressmen making 1881, 82 per day. 1581 and 82 cents a day. This is what they're bidding for 110 days next year. They're telling you that $174,000 isn't enough for them, and all they got to do is operate two homes, one in Washington and one in their district. So they're not going off to war. But we expect the men and women in our military to jump off around the world for less than $8.88 per hour if you're an E-04, okay? We're not paying these people to become rich, but we're not even giving them a reasonable salary. Now, I'm sure that there are those that will tell you that they're living just fine. They believe that. And for those that don't want the increase, then what I can tell you is that you write your statement to turn it down. But for those of you that are interested in making sure that our men and women have an acceptable standard of living, a living wage, that they can live in dignity, and thank you for your service means something to them because they can take care of their family, I think that we have to have a reasonable and frank, honest discussion about the rate of pay that we're paying the men and women of this country. And we cannot continue to take them for granted by paying them such low wages. You cannot expect people to be the best and then you don't pay them accordingly. You know, we've been having the discussion around here of whether we're going to be having a draft or whatever. That's the other thing that's been going on in the background. But I think that all people should have some form of service to the nation. We should all do some form of service to this nation. You know, a form of discipline. Everyone should have to do a minimum of 2 years. You must do something to better your community, to have a sense of community, a sense of civics, a sense of pride. It is important that we do what we can do in order to make a difference and to continue to make a difference. We will do whatever we can in order to make that difference for the lives of the men and women who are serving in the military today. That means that we're going to speak up. We're going to say what's on our minds and make sure that the men and women who are in service know that they have someone out here that's speaking up on their behalf. We spend billions of dollars on new aircraft carriers, new equipment, new technology, but yet and still the men and women who are maintaining these pieces of equipment, they're not being paid with wages that are sustainable for even the economy that they're in. Now, I give you that the Defense Department has a formulary for different parts of the nation where they have bases. But we still owe it to the men and women who are in service to give them a wage that is able to afford the cities in which they live, a living wage. If we don't do that much, then we have failed our men and women who have served. Thank you for your service should have a value, and that thank you should always be able to be measured in the way of being able to afford a middle-class lifestyle. If we don't afford that for our men and women who serve, then we have lost something in our great nation, and we have to have a better way of making sure that thank you for your service does have a value. And that value is something that should be there for you. Our Brooklyn Navy Yard call-in number is 347-884-8078, 347-884-8078. I think that if you have an opportunity to share with us your opinion, it's always a good thing. And we need your help and support in order to make sure that we are able to have a discussion. Now, there's one other issue that I want to bring up here, and that is that we have been having an ongoing discussion with Donald Trump via Twitter, asking him. So here is what we've been trying to do. We have been doing whatever we can to get Mr. Trump's attention, to bring him back to discussion for the issues of Disabled Veterans in Action. Now, we've been asking a direct question of the real Donald Trump on Twitter is, how many veterans has he helped over 3 decades of service to this nation? Now, if we could get an answer to this, we would have a very good chance of understanding how he plans to help us as a community by talking to him regarding the issues of service as a veteran. We need to do what we can to ensure that our veterans are heard from and have a good understanding of what's going on. And when we have a good understanding of what's going on and can help our veterans to understand what's going on and to help them to and their families to not depend on cannot have to depend on food stamps and the like, then we might have a chance of having a society that will respect the men and women who serve, because they're being paid a living wage and not being forced to have to go see social workers on their base to try to get food stamps. We had the opportunity over the weekend to check out the Sunshine State form for veterans, because we needed to know, we needed to have some idea of what's going on for veterans. We have to do what we can in order to ensure that our veterans are getting what they need. And we can only do this by sharing news and information and trying to make sure that our veterans are aware that radio stations like America's Disabled Veterans in Action exist, and that we are trying through every effort to advocate and keep our eyes on the Congress that's making laws, some of them that are restrictive to our rights. And we don't need more restrictions. We need access. We need access. And in order to have access, got to be able to talk to people about the ways in which they're living, able to afford food. You know, it's too difficult to understand that our men and women can't often go without food. They may have a roof over their head. They may be even be able to pay a few electrical bills. But we got to understand that the men and women who are serving in our military need assistance. They need assistance. They do. You know, this, it's not a game. It's something that's very true. And we need to look at it for that reason, because if we don't, we're going to have problems with being able to just maintain a being able to just maintain a healthy military. The Navy Yard phone number is 347-884-8078, 347-884-8078. Let me go back to talking about the symbol of veterans, the SS United States. You know, we look at the ship every week, we speak of it every day when we come on the internet. Now, we talk about the SS United States because the SS United States is a troop transport ship. Now, world's fastest ocean liner, but she's a troop transport ship, able to carry 14,000 men 10,000 miles without stopping for fuel, water, or fuel. Fuel, water, or food. Now, if you can do that, that means you can go over to Australia from San Francisco and back without stopping, return trip. And you don't need any fuel, you don't need any water, you don't need any food. So you're all provisioned out. So that's a round trip, folks, at or about close to full speed. That being the case, we look at the SS United States, the Blue Ribbon winner that stole the ribbon from the Queen Mary, shaving 12 hours off of her best time. And upon arrival in London, they're told that the captain is a braggart. Why? Because he said, well, how fast were you going? He said, we were simply cruising. He didn't lie, because the SS United States was only going 3/4 full speed. This ship of state that only went 3/4 full speed were also the standard bearer for Tarian language of the United States Declaration of Independence. You see, at a time the segregation was alive and well in the United States of America in the South, below the Mason-Dixon line, we had segregated buses, trains, you couldn't stay at certain places. If you didn't have a green book, if you were black, you couldn't travel very well because you had no idea of where to stay. Certain gas stations weren't allowed, and, you know, lynching was still an order of the day. The thing is that we had one great diplomatic representative for peace, and that was the SS United States. When you boarded this great Southern lady from Newport News Shipbuilding, you actually boarded in New York, and you were guaranteed to get to York on the fastest ship on afloat, and she still is. We need to have her restored. And with your help, we can. We need you and your support to please check out the SS United States Conservancy. This conservancy can be found at www.ssusc.org. ADVIA is the proud affiliate of the SSUSC.org as the first military chapter, and we have dubbed our great ship a veteran. So as a veteran representative of veterans, we vow to keep up the fight for our great troop ship and standard bearer. As the First Lady of the Seas, we want to keep her afloat for future generations to admire American ingenuity and technology from the 20th century, the fastest and the still title holder of the sea. Our Brooklyn Navy Yard call-in number is 347-884-8078, 347-884-8078. So what say you today, huh? It is Monday the 19th. What's on your mind? Are you also still in shock over Paris, Kenya, or Beirut? Question. Because the fact of the matter is that this could be one of the days that we should be talking about these discussions. It's important, folks, that we speak up about what's going on with us, to and for and about us. I want to thank everybody because, you know, when we look at what we're doing as a nation to our veterans and as we speak up and we're able to hold up our ability to make and bring about changes to the men and women who are serving in this country, who have served in this country, to be able to meet the honor that they're due more than just one day of the week. You know, we have to do what we can . we have to do what we can in order to make it so that we can have a, we make it so that we can do whatever we can in order to make it so that the men and women do not have to worry about food, lodging, clothing, transportation. Because, see, these are the things that are needed in life in order to even have a good life. We want them. We want people to know that you can have a good life. This is something that you can have. This is something we can make better for the men and women who serve. We have to make it better. We just have to. It's because of them that we have to make it better. So do that. When we do that, that's why we're asking you to remember us. Now, the last 2 years, we have not had a power drive to ask people to remember us in our donations, but we're going to be asking this year that you please also remember ABVIA. We need your help, folks. Our support has been nearly zero over the last 2 years, and you've come, the expenses have been borne by personal members of the staff on a monthly basis in order to make sure that we can keep everything afloat. We've not had for people to do a whole lot. We've had a sock drive. We get a few sales from the socks, but that's not really enough to keep the show on the air. The show is supported by the sacrifices of the voices that you do hear on this broadcast over the years. And those sacrifices are such that we are able to, those sacrifices are such that we are able to say, those things would make it so that we would have to do whatever we can in order to make sure that our friends and family who are in service we are trying to make sure that our ability to provide the services that have grown to reach over 250,000 people per week continue. And for that, we need your support to grow, because we're not doing this on our own for our own selves. And I'm sure that those that found ABVIA of benefit would like to see us continue. So we would like to have your support. So at the end of the year, in your donations, please consider donating to ADVIA, America's Disabled Veterans in Action. We're not a word. It's an acronym, ADVIA.media. So it's a little easier to say the alphabet of the words in order to say, so that people may understand that it is not a word. So you have to say the alphabet, ADVIA.media. America's Disabled Veterans in Action. And we're a media company, so .media. You know, we have to do what we can do to help, because our men and women are only human. And they deserve and need our help. And until we can ensure that they are home safely, we also are asking their prayers. Well, folks, we've reached the end of today's broadcast. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and sharing with me just a few minutes of your time in the afternoon. Again, I want to thank everybody for sharing our news and information off of our page. We will make sure that we are able to do something to make sure that our people are able to do a good job of being able to not having to worry about the family and family members that they leave behind because of financial burdens. You know, if people don't think that this is an issue important to national security, I would ask you to think again, because we have banks that foreclose on people while they're still on active duty. And the figures that I'm sharing these figures because these figures mean that oftentimes our men and women can't even afford decent housing. I mean, if you're living off of $8.72 an hour and you're in a marketplace that maybe you're getting a nice housing assistance from the VAQ, but oftentimes you're still going to be left paying some portion of your salary into the rent. So we have to be a little bit fairer with the men and women that we're talking about and have to share with them a way out, a remedy, so to speak, you know, because we shouldn't be taking advantage of people who are offering their services to volunteer our freedom. We should be paying them a living wage. Now, I keep saying this on our air, and we're going to keep saying this till the day we go off the air. Folks, we're about at the end of the stream. I'll be back tomorrow, 2300. We will see you then. Check your local times, people. I've been saying it for years now. You should be able to figure it out in your time zone. We'll see you then. Bye.